A brutal heat wave is scorching Europe, where demand for AC and electricity is soaring, which is coming at the worst time because Europe has an energy squeeze. Imported natural gas from Russia is slowing to a trickle, in part because of sanctions against Russia's war in Ukraine. So let's talk implications now with Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Scott.
Okay, so European governments, they chose to boycott Russian gas or take less of it. And now this heat wave and drought means there's less rain, less hydropower. So they got to get energy from somewhere, right?
Right. And it's just got this really terrible confluence of events that is causing problems in Europe. If you recall, the European Union had been among the most ambitious, probably the most ambitious continent on Earth when it came to trying to combat climate change and global warming. Last year, they committed to basically trying to cut emissions by more than half by 2030.
And they have this big market to put a tax, a price on fossil fuels to try to nudge them out of the market.
Right, exactly. So what's happening now is they're very much backsliding to a great degree because of, as you pointed out, the threat of further supply disruptions of Russian natural gas, which they rely on so much. So, for example, Germany is delaying the retirement of some coal and oil-fired power plants, which are obviously the most dirty for the environment, polluting plants. The Dutch are lifting a cap on power from coal. Austria is reviving a shuttered coal power station. And France is even preparing a coal plant as a reserve for the winter in case of further disruptions in gas from Russia. So it really is causing them to sort of sacrifice these very ambitious climate goals that they had.
I guess the question is, are these kind of fossil fuels that they're using now necessarily locked in? I remember Japan, I was there when Fukushima happened, and the Japanese burned coal temporarily to fill the gap when they shut down their nuclear plants. But now they're more or less on track with their climate goals. I mean, is there a chance that this is just a short-term thing in Europe?
Yeah, that's possible. But once you start making these investments, for example, they're building more liquid natural gas terminals to receive natural gas from the U.S. And once you spend the money to reactivate old coal plants or oil fueled power plants, it just leaves less in the budget to do more green energy projects. So that is sort of the backsliding that's happening and the threat to their goals. Obviously, if Russia decides to end the war in Ukraine and peace breaks out, which I think many people think is unlikely in the near future, the sooner that would happen, the better. But in the meantime, it is really threatening a lot of the green energy goals in the foreseeable future.
Yeah, well, and the next time we get you, maybe we'll talk about inflation because harvests are bad, grain is scarce, and now the euro currency is weak, so they can't buy as many things from the outside. Bloomberg senior editor,
a lot
Mike
of problems
Regan.
For Europe.
Mike, thank you as always.
Thanks, Scott.